Well, hello and welcome to another welcome. Hey, how you doing?
I'm basking in the glow of happiness right now.
Welcome to considering some things.
I'm not stewing.
You are not stewing. We've gotten over that now. We're done with stewing.
Oh, basking in the glow of all that is considering.
Yeah, considering some things. Yeah. Because, you know, as I sit here pondering things over a nice glass of Pinot Noir, and I know better right now. But what are you drinking, Keith?
Not a darn thing. I am not drinking anything.
No water, nothing?
I had some water, and I forgot to bring it up with me. And
that's what
But I've had lots and lots of water. I'm hydrated.
Is there a reason for that, or are you not feeling?
Yeah, I drank really hard last night. And with friends, and we drank and partied and drank some more and laughed, and it was a good time. But in the morning, the next morning, that's one of the things I'm noticing about getting older, but my hangovers just become more vicious.
Well, I don't believe, you know, it's funny. I learned that a long time ago. And so the result is I really cannot do that. I can't tie one on anymore because I feel like I'm going to die. When I get the hangover, it's like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. And you know me, you've known me a long time. You know what I'm like. If you're around me, oh my God, I'm going to die.
I get that. I get that. It's one of those things where someone, opened up a really nice bottle of, it was Redemption Rye. And
you do like your rye. That is,
too. I'm a rye guy.
You are a rye guy.
I'm not a shy about being a rye guy either. not a shy rye guy.
You're not fly and nor shy, but you are a rye guy.
I don't even eat a lot of pie, but when it comes to rye, I'm not shy.
I'm not shy.
The time is nigh.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Sleeping dogs lie, which is a good idea right now.
Well, this is episode 51, and it's time for Keith's evaluation as an employee.
Now we're going there. That's right.
Yeah, we have to have the employee evaluation. Listen, I don't want you to be nervous about this. You know, you've been through this kind of thing before.
Yes, Mr. Storer, and I just want to thank you for the opportunity of letting me work with you all this time. It's just been a challenge in so many ways.
And, is that a good challenge, Keith, or is that a difficult challenge?
I feel that it's, it's life-affirming. I do.
Life-affirming. I'm going to write that down.
Loving you.
Breaks into song. That's not quite where I was expecting to go. So let me just start asking with some basic questions.
Okay, we're jumping right in. I love it.
Yeah, we'll just this is nothing new. You've been through plenty of evaluations.
I have been,
Yeah, so this is not something new. So let's start with the easy stuff first,
okay.
Right?
All right.
Let me look here. And what is your spirit animal? What is your spirit animal?
That is a great. That's a great evaluation question. Right now, specifically, because it changes from hour to hour, but right now, porcupine.
A porcupine is your spirit animal. Can you put some meaning to that for me, please?
Of course. Yeah. Porcupines are actually very humble little creatures. They can be industrious. They work hard and everything like that. But if you try to mess with them, you're going to get the porcupine.
I see what you're saying there.
Yeah.
It's an important trait. You'll defend yourself is what you're saying.
I will. I can be prickly at times. Very porcupine-y.
It's not something I've known about you in my 40 some odd years of knowing you, is your prickly side. You are just soft and tender like a baby's bottom.
Thank you.
Sure.
I use a lot of powder.
I didn't mean that literally. I was talking from metaphorical.
Yeah. No, I sure. just get a lot of power. I do.
Yeah, and that's
powdery
good.
Kind of guy.
You're a powdery kind of guy. It's important to be powdery.
That's a complete lie. I don't like powder at all.
All right. Well, let's
understand people who do like powder. Do you?
I actually am. I am a powder guy. I use.
Oh, you are a powder guy.
I am a powder guy. I use powder every day. Yes,
do you really?
I do.
All right. Does it keep the nethers dry?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I could never understand that. I remember once, true story. Someone got me for my birthday, because I ride motorcycles and we ride distances, and your butt gets sore. So there's this stuff called monkey butt.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and someone got me monkey butt, and they said, "No, you don't." We're giggling about it, and they're like, "No, man, that stuff works great." You know, when you're chafed and all that stuff, and I'm like, "My ass has never been that chafed."
But you tried it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I just felt weird about putting powder on my butt. I don't know why. I just powder. I don't like powder.
Well, I understand it now. Listen, everybody's different. I'm certainly not going to hold that against you. So
it is weird, though, huh? Yeah, now, I think I actually have like a weird, phobia about powder.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that.
There's a little bit of asbestos in powder, and it's
there can be. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm, I probably have asbestosis at this point. So I just
you probably do. And I'm trying to talk you out of it. Stop pounding your butt so much, Mark.
Well, let's continue with the basic questions. Let's stay with the basic questions. You've been in the desert. It's in the summertime, 3 days. You haven't had any food. You have had some water. You see me. I give you $50, a shotgun, and an old snail shell. What do you do with those?
Wow.
Yeah. These are just the basic questions. Just simple things.
Yeah.
I just want to get them out of the way.
So I'm in the now. Do I have a horse with a name?
Asks question before answering. No, you don't have a horse.
Okay, so I'm in the desert. I see you. You give me $50 and
a shotgun. Shotgun. You got to let go of the powder now.
Sorry, I'm done. $50.
$50. A shotgun and a used snail shell.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I go hunt for food in the desert
with the shotgun, no doubt.
Shotgun, right?
What do you think you eat? What do you think the first thing you come across that you shoot?
Probably rattlesnake.
I think that's a good bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that would be it.
Now, if you shoot it with a shotgun, is it going to be any of it left to eat?
Oh yeah, there will. Yeah. All right. Yeah. If it's with, the standard bird shot, there'll be plenty to eat.
Sure. Makes sense. All right. Okay. So you're starting with food.
I assume. How long have I been in the desert?
3 days. 3 days.
Oh, 3 days. No food and water for 3 days?
You've had water, but no food.
Okay. Well, yeah. We got to eat.
All right. So what's the next thing you do?
After, oh God, what do? I need his plan.
You got $50 and a snail shell, man. Do something.
I'm going to ask you how did you arrive and do you have a car? I can really use a ride. Tell you what, this $50, I'm buying beers.
Find
me a roadhouse somewhere in this desert. There's got to be some cool roadhouse, and I got $50. So, I don't know what the snail shell. What I'm going to do with that?
Well, but the snail shell is. This is a psychological profile kind of thing. So, just kind of trying to work up a little bit of sense of who you are.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we're going with this.
Yeah. Well. That I don't know what I would do. That to me, a snail shell makes no sense.
No sense at all.
I can't think
of anything that the snail shell would be used for.
I'm sure it must be something really important. It's not shelter. It's too small for that. it's not really a good trenching tool.
No, not very.
Can't do that.
Right.
That's
it. Okay. Well, that's a fine answer. Thank you. That's excellent. Very good.
I feel horrible.
Well, sure.
I am failing miserably.
No, I mean,
porcupine. Sorry. Powdered porcupines.
You're on the powder thing. And now I use, the powder that I use is called Zeosorb. It's a synthetic powder. And it is not a, it's not a bio. See, now here's the thing I learned. If you end up with something that resembles anything near the crotch rot, you don't want to put on your Gold Bonds and your Johnson & Johnson powders. Because those things, almost like yeast, you know, they get in there and it starts to commingle with whatever's causing you the.
And you're cooking some biscuits. Before
you know it, you got a full-on angel food cake going on.
I just got some sourdough bread going on.
But your Zeosorb.
Zeosorb because
very it's synthetic, and it has myconazole, which is, of course, the crotch rot stuff that they find in all the sprays that, you know, for athlete's foot and for the crotch rot.
So do you get crotch rot a lot? Can I ask that?
No, I don't because I use Zeosorb.
Oh, that's a good point. All right.
See, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I thought I'd share that token of wisdom with you.
I feel like I'm missing out that I should have powdered my balls. You know, I don't know.
Straight to this evaluation is not going as I
I didn't expect you it would.
No.
So, snail shell, we done with that or are we still?
Yeah, we can let that go now.
All right, good. Okay, could you tell me what that meant? I'm just the snail shell.
I was just waiting to see where you'd go with it.
That up and like, what do you do with that? Yeah. I don't know.
All right, next basic question.
All right.
Who do you like better, me or your wife?
That is so easy. So very easy. Yeah.
Okay, you need to answer it, though.
Oh, my wife, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was that easy.
You're getting boobs now, so you're a little more attractive.
Moobs, yeah. I've got that.
My wife is hotter. She makes me amazing meals.
She does cook well, doesn't she? Yeah.
And we do stuff.
That's good to know.
Which you and I aren't going to do.
12 minutes into the show, ladies and gentlemen, we're learning some very distinct details.
Yeah. Am I getting the job so far? Or?
You know, we're not there yet. Okay. Let's dig a little deeper. Let's go just a little bit deeper.
Okay.
What's the last job you had and why did you leave it?
Last job I had and why did... Oh, well, that was Wyneema Industrial and Safety Supply.
Sure. And that was your own company, I believe.
Yeah.
So why did you leave it?
Because government job.
You know, your hangover is not serving your comedy well at all.
I think it's kind of funny.
In a sort of straight shot kind of way.
Yeah. I got, so this was a job that I've always wanted because I've known the guy who's had this job. He was the first guy to ever have this risk and loss control job. He had it for 30 years, and I'm literally the second person to ever have this job, which is really kind of groovy. Yeah. And, you know, retirement. So
it's all about the retirement, isn't it?
Yeah. Because, you know, you save and you save and save. You do, you know, when you own your own biz, it's just very tough and you have to try to save and, you know, I get my little 401k or whatever, but I mean, you know, this is just, you know, guarantee. So I sold the biz to a friend of mine who is doing a good job, you know, running it. He's doing his thing. And I'm like, all right. So win-win.
Well, you know, we've got, I mean, look, you got the job, so you're good. Because we're on to some serious stuff now that's actually kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, do you think it's possible anymore in California to be an entrepreneur? Be honest about this.
Well, entrepreneur is one thing. Small businesses is a whole other deal.
Okay.
You know, you can still, you know, if you're into high tech and, you know, you invent some cool app, you're going to make $1 billion and right on, right? There is some room for things like that. But I mean, if you're trying to run a bakery or something like that, yeah, you know, you're going to starve out. Restaurants, I don't know how they do it, to be honest, you know. And even
I don't
these
either. Yeah.
Small little wine tasting places and everything like that, it's just very difficult to make. I mean, I know what their percentages are.
Sure.
They work on a very thin margin and California just beats you up. It's really hard. The American dream of owning your own biz is just not attainable in California. I think other places probably, but not in California. It's just really, and it's a shame. You know, I've owned two businesses, and tough.
And even in the good days, it was tough, wasn't it?
Of course, but yeah. There were days when it was good. But yeah, we're so overtaxed, and yeah. It's just always beat you up.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just hard to really, you know, get around that. But
yeah, well, you know, it's funny that the state has, in many ways, what the pandemic has done is really brought into focus how states are governed, and that became true under the Trump administration for a lot of different reasons. And again, I'm not passing judgment one or the other, but because he left the states to sort of fend for themselves, which was probably not the best idea. The bottom line is the states showed their true colors, and boy, oh boy, California was left wanting, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And I, you know, and sort of expected that would happen. It just, the reaction was, you know, I don't know. It was harsh, and we're suffering because of it, and we're going to suffer for a while. I mean, of course, now all of a sudden they're opening up the state. I just saw the article, you know, they're going to start allowing music now. I mean, all of a sudden, that's like, okay, well, we're going to open it up now. So, you know,
because there's no scientific reason for it. That's the thing that makes so it's so funny. There was an article out this morning that said that hydroxychloroquine is now being recognized by the World Health Organization as a treatment for people in the early stages of COVID-19. It's like, during the Trump administration, it was a pariah. It was laughable. People would laugh and say, this is ridiculous. Now it's literally 2 weeks after the President Biden is elected, hydroxychloroquine's okay. Does that make any scientific sense to anybody?
Nope. It's, you know, obviously it's not about the science anymore, and it kind of never was. It was a political thing from day one.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad to see what's going on. And again, I'm going to be the first to say I was not a Trump guy, you know, they definitely, you know, drummed him pretty hard, and the extreme knee jerk. I mean, that dude could do nothing right.
No,
you know, and but now it's all of a sudden, that's all cool. Everything's all cool.
Everything's
all
okay.
And it's so funny because I'll see my right friends talking about that. My right side friends who are just saying, all right, yeah, now look, everything's good. They're opening it all up now because Trump's gone and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. And it's true.
Yeah, where it is true, it's true, and you have to believe with your eyes, I guess. It just depends on how people see the world. And that's a shame because that's going to end up badly.
Speaking of, did you hear the news about Maxine Waters?
No.
She's cashed in like more than $1 million for her daughter through her campaigns.
Really?
Yeah, that's a headline I was just reading. I'm like, wow, that's harsh. So she's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Well, there you go. That's important.
Yep. There you go. Corruption at its finest. They're all so corrupt. I I'm so jaded about all this stuff, you know, and it's just hard for me to ever, you know, arguing about it. Just, it gets tiring.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah, it really does. It just doesn't. There's nothing there that you can kind of, I don't want to argue with people about any of this.
I don't either. Yeah. I mean, even what's going on with the Facebooks and the, Google and the Amazon and how they're just teaming up to beat up, you know, right. People. I just disagree with that. I agree with you 100% that they have a right to do that. It's their business, their private business, everything like that. But when you start becoming a coercive monopoly, I have a problem with that. And it's not just a monopoly, it's a coercive monopoly. And they're struggling speech. And that to me horrifies me. No one seems like, meh, no, it is what it is. And I'm like, wow. I would think everybody, the left, should be just as concerned about that as the right or anybody else. I think anybody who, you know, believes in the First Amendment should just be horrified about what's happening with the parlor guy and all that stuff. Absolutely. Even if you disagree with him,
the fact is it's a private company, right? And as a private company, it has the right to do what it wants to do. And I get that, but is that a good idea? I obviously not.
is what a good idea?
Silencing people.
Oh no, it's terrible. It's to me that's horror right there. That is Orwellian as you get, you know. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of stuff that just blows me away.
Yeah,
and I'm willing to bet if, you know, there's just crickets and silence, but I'm willing to bet if this was happening to the other side, it would be a different world.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, and then there's just guys, you know, like me in the middle of just observing this, like, wow.
Yeah.
This is just insane. You know, so, yeah, that's the world.
It is the world.
I need a drink now.
Well, you know what? Speaking of the world, we should probably mention what we're doing here, my brother.
Yes, let's do that.
You want me to do that, or would you like to share in the duties here?
Oh, well, you can do that.
All right. Share a bit. So this is episode 51 of Considering Some Things, and I started this thing never expecting to get as far as 51 episodes, and I think even when Keith started, that was 20, 25, 20 whatever it was episodes ago. I don't even think but here we are, and what we have come to is there is so much happening in both our lives. There's so much changing around us that we're gonna take a little hiatus from the podcast and take a break a little bit, as it were.
Yeah, it is just that, and we're going to kind of reorganize and things like that. So, sometimes you just have to do things like that. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a positive thing.
It is a positive thing. The things happening in both of our lives, particularly mine, as we've hinted at, well, we've actually talked directly about on the show a number of times. I'm leaving the state coming up in about 4 months and retiring from a longtime teaching career. And I need some time to kind of, well, I guess the best word I can think of is reconnoiter and kind of plan on what's next for me and what's next for my wife and I as we kind of head north. We got to find a house, and we're both going to kind of be working and looking for jobs. And we're sort of looking into the whole process of how we want life to begin again. And that takes a lot. I mean, it's funny when you're 25 and you're moving from place to place, it's like, yeah, that's an afterthought. It's a Saturday morning. you pack up the van and you get, you know, moved to the new place. Right. But at this point in my life, it takes a lot more than that. I've lived in California most of my life, 45 years. I'm 55 years old. And, it's walking away from it is hard, and leaving behind great people like my good pal Keith is hard. And
I got to jump in. It is, of course, I'm happy for you, but it's also kind of, it's sad. I'm going to, the fact that you're going that far away, and I'm like, wow, there goes my best friend of a million years.
Not like
we saw each other every weekend, but it was always nice knowing you were right there. And, you know,
Yep. Absolutely.
That's not going to be
anymore. Well, and for a while in our 30s and late 20s, we lived together there, you came down here quite a bit, and, we did a lot of that, and that's all passing by. So, however, I am very aware that Alaska Airlines has a direct flight from Seattle directly into San Luis Obispo.
San Luis, yeah.
So, you know,
so obviously there's that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I also could fly to Santa Barbara on Southwest Airlines or Alaska. Yeah. Either one.
We will come out and visit. That's an absolute.
Good. So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we'll continue to broadcast because we don't need to be in the same place.
We sure don't.
So we'll be doing the podcast, and we'll probably start back up this summer, maybe as early as this spring, but it could be later in June or July.
Yeah.
We'll see how things go.
And we may be adding video.
Yes, we're hoping to add video, which would be a real treat.
Yeah. I think that's going to happen as well.
I think the people deserve to see us.
They really do. Or is that going to be another ruiner?
Yeah. Hey, your listenership went into negative numbers. There's people actively protesting your show.
Oh, no. Amazon just banned us.
How dare you put that on camera?
Yeah, horrible people.
It's so true. Yeah. So we're basically, here's some metaphor for you. Keith is nursing a hangover, and I think both of us are sort of nursing a hangover of all of the events.
You've got a lot on your plate there, buddy.
I do. It's filling up pretty fast. And so it's just time to kind of breathe deep and what was the old Moody Blues? Breathe deep.
The gathering gloom.
Yeah. Watch lights fade from room to room. Oh, from every room. Yeah. Well, that's all we have to say, I think.
Cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Man, that is such high school pablum.
Yeah, but you know, in the 60s, that was some groovy crap.
That was groovy, groovy stuff, man.
Deep, you know. I can
see a bunch of hippies going, wow, that is so deep. And you're going, no, it's really not deep at all.
English with their crushed velvet outfits.
You got to love the crushed velvet. And
pirate.
Yeah, the pirate ruffles. They wore the pirates. They were the fluffy, the puffy shirt.
They did have the puffy shirts.
It's the Seinfeld puffy shirt.
The Moody Blues were the puffy shirt, you know.
They made it popular.
Look, man, all the way.
You got to love that.
And
the Moody Blues.
I loved it. They're a great band, actually.
Yeah, they are. I loved listening to them.
Yeah.
Good time.
Well, as is considering some things. So I want to thank everybody, of course, who all four of you
who tuned in.
Tuned into the show. We think you're fabulous. And, you know, this is a hiatus. We will be back and better than ever.
We will, yeah. A lot more new stuff.
A lot of pyrotechnics.
CGI. Yeah, we're going to light some fire, CGI. Yeah. Well, the main thing is, I think what I'd like to do is, we're going to be on the road this summer and traveling quite a bit. And I'm gonna kind of dial up my good pal here, and we'll do a show, and he'll still be around, but I'll be out in Oregon and Montana. I'll be, of course, in Washington. I'll be in Wyoming, and I think we'll be in Utah and Colorado. So we're going to see some of the West and just kind of, you know.
That is really cool. I'm so happy for you. Really going to be fun.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be fun.
Safe travels.
Thank you, brother.
And we will be chatting, I know, a bunch.
We will consider more things coming to a podcast near you soon.
Well, with that, we bid you all a very fond adieu.
And adieu indeed.
Yeah.
And do keep considering things, will you?
Yeah, at least some things.
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
Have a good one, everybody. Thanks for listening in.
Outer Porcupine.